Morning, Micah. This is Paul on the island of Malta. Once we were safe on shore, we learned that we were on the island of Malta. The people of the island were very kind to us. It was cold and rainy, so they built a fire on the shore to welcome us. As Paul gathered an armful of sticks and was laying them on the fire, a poisonous snake, driven out by the heat, bit him on the hand. The people of the island saw it hanging from his hand and said to each other, "A murderer, no doubt. Though he escaped the sea, justice will not permit him to live." But Paul shook off the snake into the fire and was unharmed. People waited for him to swell up or to suddenly drop dead. But when they had waited a long time and saw that he wasn't harmed, they changed their minds and decided he was a god. Near the shore where we landed was an estate belonging to Publius, the chief official of the island. He welcomed us and treated us kindly for 3 days. As it happened, Publius's father was ill with fever and dysentery. Paul went in and prayed for him, and laying his hands on him, he healed him. Then all the other sick people on the island came and were healed. As a result, we were showered with honors, and when the time came to sail, people supplied us with everything we would need for the trip.
Amen. Beautiful. Thank you, Kareem. Beautiful. Well, we're ready for the word this morning. We're going to have Adrian come and break that down for us and tell us what was happening and give us the application for our modern day lives. Acts chapter 28, verses 1 to 10. Adrian, over to you, sir.
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me okay? If you can give me a wave or something and say it, you can hear me. That's good. I can see all the people waving their hands. That's fantastic. I can see the thumbs up and bits and pieces like that. I want to say thank you for coming and joining us, everybody that's here. We welcome all the visitors. We welcome everybody that's come to join this message. We have been going through the book of Acts, the Acts of God through the apostles in the Bible, which you'll find in the New Testament, which I'm calling season two of the Bible. And I want to remind you that this is a great book to go back and go through and look at the life of Paul, all the things that he has been through to get to this stage where he is at the moment. We had an amazing message last week from Fuma, and I really encourage you, if you haven't listened to it, please click onto the SoundCloud and register. If you go to our website, you can register to receive that as well. An amazing message about the journey that Paul had just taken on a boat, which has left them shipwrecked on the island of Malta, which we'll find out in a couple which we found out in the text, should we say. Now, Fulmer was talking about, you know, the journey on the boat definitely represents and is a symbolism for our lives, you know, the life journey that we make, and lots of things that were on there, you know, who have we got on board, what have we got on board, what do we need to survive, all of those things. Now, what has happened, if you can imagine, Paul is shipwrecked, and if you imagine when you see the shipwrecked people in a film, they're lying on a seashore or something like that, and there's waves and there's broken ship all around them. They haven't got anything left, and they're probably looking up in the sky, thinking, "How have we just survived? What we've just survived?" They've got there. In fact, the storm that they went through was reported to be 2 weeks. Can you imagine going through a storm on a ship for 2 weeks, and at the end of it, you are shipwrecked. On an island, you're thanking God that you're alive, but you're a bit exhausted, you're lying on this shore and you're wondering what has just happened. Now I'm going to ask everybody to be as interactive as they can on the group chat or in reactions and things like that, while I'm just setting up, I'm just going to ask you to now think about the things that you have gone through up until this day. If you think about maybe 5-10 years ago, what position were you in? If you think about 20 years ago, what position were you in? If you think about 40 years ago, what position were you in? 50 years ago, 60 years ago. Some of us weren't in this country. Some of us weren't alive. Some of us, there's so many things that we could have gone through. And it's an amazing thing to think about what God has done and has brought you through. Things that you have gone through, like shipwreck, like heartbreak, like victories, like family, like all of these things that he has brought you through, and you are here at this very moment by God's invitation, and we just have to thank God. We have to thank God and remember some of the things that he has brought us through up until this very second. So I'm going to ask you, just while people that are in the chat and while you're thinking about it, if you can just type one thing that you can remember that he has brought you through up until this stage. Maybe you can remember a time when you didn't have money, or you didn't have food, or you didn't have clothes, or you could have been imprisoned. You could have been hooked up on drugs or alcohol or many different lifestyles. But look at where you are today. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing what he is doing? I think that we should give God our highest praise for this moment. Even just to be breathing at the moment, even if you can write, I'm asking people to type even just a hallelujah in the chat box to say thank you for what God has done, to remember. Exactly right. People that have been through car accidents, you can see that. I've been through car accidents and I'm still here. I can remember a time I've been in hospital, I was in intensive care. I'm not there anymore, I'm still here now. How many of us have been through, we've been in the hospital, we've been through marriage breakups, we've been divorces, we've been through weddings, we've been through all of these things, good and bad, but we're still here. Is it not worthy for us to say, thank you, Lord? Is it not worthy for us to say, wow, this is amazing? Yes, financial strain. I'm looking in there, it says hearing loss, all of these things. Come on, keep typing away. Because we can encourage somebody by letting them know and reminding them that we have made it through so many different things up until this point. Just like Paul, he's just come through 2 weeks. In fact, Paul, if you look at Paul's life, Paul has been through imprisonment, he's been through beating, he's been through so many different trials and turmoil, and he's brought us all the way through here. He's brought Paul all the way up until this point where he is here, still alive on this island. We're on an island at the moment. He's on this island and he's lying down there. Look at that. As you said, you can remember how many of us are still here. We've made it through this pandemic, through COVID, through sickness, through medical treatment, through miscarriages. Look at this. Yes, we can thank the Lord. Hallelujah. We've made it through so many different things. Through debt cancellation, through sleeping on a sofa bed. Look at all of these different things. If you read in the chat, you'll be able to see so many things that God is bringing you through, our congregation through, and it was on purpose, and he has kept you alive. Isn't that amazing? Some of us could have been or have been incarcerated. Some of us have been through all the different turmoils. And not just turmoils, but we've been through lots of victories as well. We can remember all the things that he has brought us through. He is a faithful God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We say, I can read in the thing, it says, thank you for providing me with a family. Hallelujah. Look at this. It's testifying. Yes, this is what we need to be. We need to be thankful of what God is doing. What I'm going to do while you're typing that, I'm going to share my screen in a second once I get there. Here we go. Hopefully you'll be able to see that. This is the Apostle Paul's journey. So this message, I really want to encourage everybody to remind them that we should just keep going, trusting in the Lord. Don't give up. God has brought you through for this such a time as this. He's called you for such a day as this. And it's happening for right now. God is calling you. If you look at here, this map that we've got on the screen, Paul's ministry journey, this represents all the places that Paul has been going out and walking through. He's gone by sea and he's gone by foot. He hasn't gone by air. He hasn't gone by car. He didn't have the luxuries that we have got. He has gone through this, and that represents, you know, this hard trail and real life and working at it. And to know that the Paul's ministry journey is actually over a period of 35 years. He has covered over 10,000 miles. So if you can imagine what your life has been, think of all the places, all the miles that you have traveled, all the places that you have gone, all the things that you have gone through. God has brought you through so many things. We've been through trials, we've been through famines, we've been through being arrested, beaten, imprisoned, all of these different things. People have been through injustices, people have been through victories, people have been through all of these amazing things that happened. And now we find Paul, he's gone through, so we're at this final leg here, and he's on his way to Rome after 10,000 miles, 35 years, and he's gone through, and he is now shipwrecked on Malta. So I'm just going to talk about that journey. I think it's interesting because if you look back, as I've said, at the journey of your life, think about all the many things that you've come through. The Lord has brought you through these because of a purpose. God's call and purpose for your life is not over. God's call and purpose for your life is for now. He's created you for a purpose. He's created you for a reason. And in that creation of that purpose, he has actually protected your life. There are many people that have been through things that you have been through, but have not made it through. Or that they're still shipwrecked in the places where you have left. Can you imagine that there are still people that are reeling from the job that you might have lost, but you are now in victory? There's still people that may not have made it back through that sickness that you have made it through. Or there's some people that never made it through that sickness. They're not here with us anymore, but you have made it through. There are some people that have that are still stuck on the drugs. There are some people that are still imprisoned in so many different ways. It could be emotionally, spiritually, it could be mentally, but you have made it through, and God has done that on purpose. And I want to remind you that it was not for, it's not by chance, it's on purpose, and it's because you are important to God. Not that other people aren't important, but God has chosen you, God has called you, God has protected you, and God has brought you through. And this represents a 35-year journey. Imagine, you know, think about, for all of us that are over 35, think about how God has brought you through. Think about the things that you've gone through for 35 years, even if you just think through the last 35 years. What does that mean? I want to encourage you that it's not for waste. Paul has found himself 200 miles off course of his target, which was Rome, and he's lying shipwrecked on an island. Can you imagine that? Sometimes we can feel after a period of time that, you know, God has called you to something. You've got a dream, you've got a goal, you've got a destination that you know you're supposed to be achieving, and you're going, and it's been a long time, and you're lying shipwrecked thinking, how am I here? How has this happened? Why am I still off course? I want to come and encourage you and remind you that God has still got you. There's no place off course that you can get that God can't take you. There's no place that you can't that you can go that God can't reach you. God's call on your life is still there. Even if you were following a certain path and you was going straight to your destination and you're off course by 200 miles, think how far away 200 miles is from where you are now. There's many cities, many towns that you could be in, but God is still saying to you, do you know what? I've brought you through and I've kept you alive. I've invited you to this day and this time on purpose. Yes, in times of tribulations that you've gone through, in times of worry, in times of all of these things that you've gone through, God has brought you through here. Now imagine how Paul is feeling. He's just been shipwrecked on this island called Malta. And it's a strange place, and he's found a place that he's never been to. Many of us have sometimes ended up in a place and you're thinking, where am I? What am I doing? Why is this happening? You know, we've gone through many things that we're thinking about at the moment. Look at COVID. You know, how is it that we've got here? How has this has affected our lives? Things that you can't predict. And it could have left you shipwrecked on a shore. And the story that we were reading says that it was a strange place full of barbarians. Now, the barbarians, they were, the way they used that word barbarians was it was to represent people that were unbelievers. Not only unbelievers, that were people that were hostile to people that come from a different place. And you can find yourself in this place where you are in a new, strange place and you don't know how you've got there. And it might be full of hostile, it might be a hostile environment. It could be a workplace. It could be you're living in a place where, it could be you're living in a place which is hostile. You just don't know how you've got here and you're shipwrecked. And Paul is still there, but Paul gets up and he says to himself, we are still going to continue. And he gets onto the island of Malta, and what happens is he meets a number of people that are on the island of Malta. In fact, Paul is shipwrecked with 276 other people on that boat. Amazingly, all of that 276 people that were on that boat that were shipwrecked on Malta survived. And God had told Paul that everybody would survive. And it's interesting that the reason that you might have survived all the things that you have gone through is because there may be a whole number of people that are watching or that are connected to you or that are on your journey that need to see you go through and have victory. And in fact, that you might bring victory for them. There might be other people that have gone through breakups or loss of family or loss of loved ones or bankruptcy or imprisonment or beating or famine, all these things that we have gone through that we are testifying on the chat. There are other people that are going through that, the similar journey that you are, and they need to see somebody just like yourself. They need to understand that somebody just like yourself has made it through and that your God has taken you through and helped you. You were called for a time as this. So, you know, I imagine that he is looking here thinking, how did I end up here? And as I said, it was 10,000. This is a combination of 10,000 miles. You know, it's possible that you could have gone through a number of things for a long period. 10,000 miles, 35 years, which represents time and distance. You could be sitting there thinking, how is it that I'm here and I'm still in this position, or I haven't made it to this place? I've wanted to start a business and I can't believe I'm still here. I've wanted to leave this job. I can't believe I'm still here. Or I've wanted to get married, or I'm trying for a child. All of these things that could be going through your life, and over a period of time, not just an instance, over a period of time, but God has brought you through a number of things and you're still here. And you might be wondering, how am I still shipwrecked in this area? But God is saying to you, you're not shipwrecked. Even though you feel that you are 200 miles off course, you are still in God's palm. You are still in God's vision. You are still in God's purpose. There is still chance and there's still hope and there is still things that can happen for you. I want to remind you that no matter what you, God didn't bring you this far. I remember this in my old church and in many churches. We know the song that it says, I don't feel no way tired. You know the song I'm talking about? Don't feel no way tired. I don't believe he has brought me this far to leave me. Nobody told me that the road would be easy, but I just don't believe that he's brought me this far to leave me. Imagine if you can remember that. If you can remember that he has brought you through all of these things that you've tested. He has saved your life. He has healed you. He has restored you. He has brought you there, and he has not left you here. He has not brought you through all of these things just so that you can be shipwrecked on an island 200 miles off course, no matter what you're going through. He has not left you here. He has not brought you through all of those things so that you could stay there, of course. Yes, he's an ever-present God. And I want to remind you, though you tarry, though you've gone through 10,000 miles, though it might be 35 years, though it might be 40 years, though you might be in your senior years of life, the call on your life does not end. The call on your life does not end. I believe that Paul was in his 60s when he was here now, at this age. He's going through. So all of my senior people, all my lovely senior people, I love you so much. But God is still saying, you know, the world might say your time is over, you are retired. But God is not saying that. God is saying your time is still now. The call on your life is now. Your call, your purpose is still valid now. Look how much impact Paul can have in his senior life, in the tail end, if we call it, of his life. If many of us get to live to 80, 90, 100 years old, we can still be effective and obeying the call, and God is going to bring you through, and God is still going to give you a message. God will still heal through you. God will still talk through you. God will still give you a vision. Your time is not over. Even if you've gone through many relationship breakups or divorces or many different things that you could have gone through and you think, it's too late for me. God is saying to you today, no, it is never too late. His purpose on your life is still happening. His call and his purpose is without repentance. But you see, sometimes we have this vision. I've got the screen here for people that are listening. We have this vision of a straight path that is going to happen. We just ride up this straight path to this end, this goal. But on the image that we've got on screen is that of a man just cycling up as if it was just nothing else happening, and it's just a straight path to his end goal. But God's plan might bring you through hills and valleys, might bring you through rain, might bring you through sickness, might bring you through torment, might bring you through all of these different things. But you will reach the goal, but you're going to go through things. If there's anybody on this chat that has never been through something, please put it in the chat, wave your hand at me. I believe we've all been through something. Is that true? We've all been through something. We're continually going through things, but God is definitely calling us through, pulling us through, and this call on your purpose, on your life, is protecting you, and God's call is without repentance. Hallelujah. So they now end up on this island of Malta. Can you imagine this? And in the story, we hear there's snake bites. I'm going to say tales of the unexpected. There's islanders watching them. There's the power of God. There's the sick being healed. And there's the journey that contains in favor. I want to tell you. Imagine now, you've just gone through a shipwreck. You've just about got your clothes or whatever you're at. You get yourself together. They end up on this island called Malta, which is a hostile environment, known as a hostile environment. And what happens? Paul gets some sticks together to create a fire. And while he gets some sticks together, something unexpected happens. A snake inside the sticks bites his hand and attaches itself to his hand. Snake bite. An unexpected thing happened. I'm sure Paul could have been, are you joking me? What? I would be swearing at God. I would be cursing. Imagine all of these things. You imagine, I've gone through all of these things, and now you what? You're telling me I've got a snake attached to my hand. I've gone through all of these things, and you're saying, what, COVID? And I've now lost my parents. I've now lost my family. What, after all of this? What are you trying to say? You know, I've now lost my job after all of these things that we've gone through? There's a snake that's now attached itself, and a snake represents what the enemy, the deception, the lies, the infiltration, the venom of the enemy. The venom of a snake is there for one reason only, and that is to kill you. To kill and destroy you, to kill and destroy your vision, kill and destroy your spirit, kill and destroy your mental, to kill you. That's what snake venom is about. To kill you, and not just to kill you, but to kill you quickly. You don't, when it's a snake bite and it's a venomous snake bite, you have to get to the doctor. You have to get a serum as quick as possible because the effect that it can have on your life is devastating within minutes. And sometimes things happen unexpectedly, and the devil and the enemy sends things to your life unexpectedly, and it snaps, and the purpose of it is to kill, destroy, and tear you away from God. You know, it could be, there's so many things it could be. It could be, as I said, unexpected changes, a loss of job, loss of a loved one, divorce, a destruction. It could be people that are lying about you. It could be people slandering you. All of these different types of venom to create bitterness and hate in your life that are biting. And this has come when you're tired. You just made it through something. I can't believe this is happening to me. Why is this happening to me? People are saying this all around the world. Why have I lost my job? Why is COVID happening, ravaging the world? Why is all this injustice happening, ravaging the world at the same time? All at the same time that this is happening. But if you see what happens, it's very interesting in this scripture. I've put here the islanders are watching. The islanders that were on the island of Malta were watching Paul, and they said amongst themselves, surely this must be the judgment of God. He must be a murderer. That is why the snake has bitten him. They were totally expecting him to fall over dead. They were saying, this is the judgment of God. You know, some people might be viewing you in whatever predicament that you're in. You might have a snake attached to you. You might be shipwrecked. You might be going through this unexpected thing. It could be you've lost your job. You could have lost your home. You could be going through bankruptcy. Could be in court. It could be, there's a whole number of things. And the world could be watching saying, this is happening only because this is the judgment of God. This is because you have done something wrong. You must have deserved this. You're a murderer. But what's interesting, what happens in this? Paul gets up and simply shakes off the snake. And everybody is watching to see what happens. They're trying to see, well, look, this is the end of Paul. Obviously, this is it. But no, the great thing that happens, Paul shakes it off and nothing happens to him. When you're called under God, when you're called into God's purposes, even the snake bites of the enemy will not be able to kill you. There's a scripture that says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And that means all of these lies, all of these snake bites, all of these different things that are coming to try and tear you apart and kill either your destiny, your life, or your family, all of these different things, your vision, the call on your life. No, God has got, God has got his blood coursing through your veins. His blood coursing through your veins. So that venom will not take power in your life. And I've come to encourage you and remind you today that that venom, the snake bite, is not going to work. You will shake it off in the name of Jesus. Even though people are watching you, even people that are going through the same situation, if you imagine all the other people that were on a boat are watching, the islanders are watching, they're looking at you, I come to guarantee you that it will not work. The plan will not work. It will fail. I come to prophesy to you today that it will fail in the name of Jesus. They will look at you just like the islanders have and then wonder, oh my word, how has he made it through this? If you see what happened with the islanders, they watched and Paul didn't die. And then what happened? They turned around and said, obviously he must be a god then. Look how fickle they are. They're going to be looking at you, and then they started to revere him. What is going to happen in your life is the people that are watching you, the people that are studying you, the people that are following you on Twitter, following you on Facebook, following all of these different places, they are going to be able to see the glory of God in your life, and they will glorify God. They will see the miracles happen in your life, even though that they're going through the same thing and seeing the same thing. They will see how well you come out of COVID. They will see how well you come out of this place that you're in, the shipwreck that you're in, the place of Malta that you're in, this strange place, this strange environment. They will see the power of God in your life, and they will glorify God. And they will then go out and tell other people about what they saw. That's what we saw with Publius. Publius was there and he was a leader. It will reach up to the highest echelons. He was the leader in that province, in that town in Malta. And what happened was he heard of what happened And they sent for Paul. People will send for you. People will call you and say, well, listen, I don't know how you've made it through this. Can you talk to me? Can you help me understand what's happening? Is it possible that you can pray for me? Is it possible that you can explain what has happened? How is it that you have made it through? Think, as I said, as we started, look at this. Think of all the things that you have been through your life, that you have made it through that other people haven't made it through. Think about all these miles that you have traveled, all these countries that you might have gone, all these experiences that you've gone through is not for no reason. God is calling you, and God has done this on purpose. They will see the power of God in your life, and they will call for you, and your victory will cause other people to be healed. Healed of what you've gone through, healed of where you're going, your victory will call other people to be healed. You will be able to lay hands on these people, either in the spirit of encouragement, in the spirit of actuality, lay hands, and the sickness that you have recovered from, the place that you've come through, the victories that you've gone through this, all of these years, these 10,000 miles that you've traveled, even up to this point, you'll be able to help bring these other people, these other, a whole island, a whole village, a whole prisoner, through the same way, by pointing them to God and letting him do his miraculous work in their life also. When I was in intensive care, there's nothing else that could save me or heal me than God. I can't do it. I couldn't heal it. As they say, you know, I can't heal a fly. I can't heal myself in that respect. It's only God. When I went through a car crash and, you know, it could have been me, my children, other people that had died, could have died. It wasn't that. That wasn't the outcome. It was Christ. It was, I'm still here. My family is still here. My friends are still here. When you went through, whatever you've gone through, either it could be abuse, it could be divorce, it could be attack, it could be all of these things that you've gone through. Why is it that God has done all of that to bring you through? Was it so that he would leave you here, shipwrecked on an island? No. He's done it so that you will make it through and other people will see what the power of God is in your life and they will come and glorify God. Yes, I can see it in the group. We're still standing. It's not for no reason. It was not. God has not done this by accident. God has done this by choice. And this is why I say that you have been invited to this day on purpose. You have been invited to this moment on purpose. This time in this year, why you have made it through COVID, why you have made it through all of these things up until this point, even up until this very point, this very day, is because God has called you. God has called Paul, and God had already spoken over Paul's life, telling him he was going to make it all the way to Rome, speak all the way up into the highest levels. And God has called you, and God has called many people on here. He's given you a dream, he's given you a vision, he's given you a purpose, and a lot of you know what that is, and some of you are working it out, and some people are still listening. I'm trying to figure it out, and that's fine, but God's call is upon your life. The sick will be healed by you. The world will receive salvation by you, by your testimony. In the story, we read that what happened was Paul laid hands on this person and they were healed, and then the whole of Malta then brought their sick and they were all healed. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that the people that are going through the same thing that you've gone through can be healed? You can lay hands on them. You can lay hands and encourage them and do so. And as I said before, Malta represented this place that was unknown. It was a strange place. And the people, the Maltese people that were there, were known as barbarian. They were unbelievers. They were hostile people. And you could be in that situation right now. But as you see in the story, what happens? What the enemy meant for to try and kill Paul, to discourage Paul, to take him off track, God used it for good. People were healed. Even your enemies will come down. Even the enemies. Every knee will bow. And every tongue confess in the end that God, that Jesus is Lord. Even your enemies will come and turn around and bless you. What we see in this scripture is that after what happened, Paul laid hands and ministered to the people. And instead of being hostile to him, they were favorable to him. What happened was these people turned around, they fixed them up, they got them on another ship, and they gave them supplies so that they could continue on their journey to where their destiny is. And God is saying, even if you don't know the people that are around you, even if they were hostile, God can turn that around, turn that situation around in your life, and turn that that Maltese situation around in your life, so much so that they will become your ally and help you along to where your destiny is supposed to be. And you can continue with favor. What that means is that people that could be cursing you could even turn around and in the end and give you money, give you supplies, give you provision, give you all of these things for your journey. And these are people that were known as being hostile. I'm going to read two scriptures. And it says, and we know that, Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes everything to work together for good for those that love God and according to his purpose for them. This is the word of Paul. This is the writings of Paul to the Roman church. So you can understand that he's been through 10,000 miles. He's been through 35 years of ministry, imprisonment, famine, all of these things that he's been through. He is well qualified to write these words. And in fact, so are you well qualified to live these words. Think of all the things that you have gone through. God is using every single one of those to work together for good. Love God. Work according to his purposes. Listen to what he's called you to. Obey what his purpose for you is. Listen to it. Paul, again, writing to the Philippians, said, be confident in this very thing, that he has begun a good work in you, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? You know, when he was lying on Malta, shipwrecked, 200 miles off course, he had to think, wow, is this the end? And sometimes it's our minds that is condemning us, not just our other people. We think this is it. This could have broken us. But I come to remind you the words of Paul. And Paul is speaking to you very earnestly, very truthfully, this very day. Be confident of this very thing. The work that God has started in you, he will complete it. The calling that he has got on your life, he will complete it. There is still hope for you. There is still hope for you. So a couple of observations before I pray. I want to remind you, God has been very clear to me about what I should be saying to you. He's saying, don't give up. Look how far you have come. He's saying, you are called according to purpose, to God's purpose. It's never too late for you. You are never too old. You are never too far off course. Shipwrecks and vipers cannot stop you. What the enemy meant for bad, God will use for his good. And God's favor is available for you and your future. I want to pray now, and I'm going to pray over these specific prayer points. I'm going to pray about anybody that feels, let's start now, in fact. I'm going to pray about these 5 prayer points for going a point. So I'm going to pray for anybody that feels that they're in a position where they're shipwrecked or blown off course. Anybody that believes that there's vipers. I'm going to pray for the miraculous power of God in your life. I'm going to pray for the healing of the sick. So anybody that's healing, that needs healing. And I'm going to pray for our journey ahead of this point. And you know, just to remind you, whenever you're in a situation, it's good to refer to the word of God. Look for scriptures. Look for things that where God is talking about some of the situation. So, right, for this first prayer I'm going to pray is for anybody that feels shipwrecked or blown off course. And they're wondering, why am I here? How have I arrived here? Why is this taking so long? Any of those feelings that you might be feeling. And we're going to pray together. Father, we commit to you, Micah. Lord, we thank you that you are with us and you've got us in the palm of your hand. We thank you, Lord, that if any of us that are feeling shipwrecked, and shipwreck can come at many times, we can feel that way, we can feel blown off course, we can feel so far away from our dream, we can feel so far away from where we're supposed to be, we realize that there is no place, no journey, there's nowhere that we can be that you can't reach us. And we thank you that just like Paul, you have saved us and brought us through all the things that we have been through for such a time as this. And we're reminded that your word says, he who began a good work in us is determined and will complete it. And we believe that you will complete your work in these people's lives. Lord, for those that are shipwrecked, Lord, we pray that they will find favor with the place and the islanders that they're in, the environment that they're in, that they will find you, that they will find you, Lord, that they will find you. Lord, rescue the shipwrecked. Lord, pick up the shipwrecked. We thank you for those who have made it through so far. And we thank you for those who even feel that they've been blown off course, but we realize that they will make it through, and we declare that they will make it through to their end destination. Now I'm going to pray for those people who feel that they've been bitten by a snake. Lord, we commit to you, any of us, any of our family that have been bitten by these snakes, these vipers, while we're going about doing our work, things that are unexpected, things that we didn't understand. You know, it could be loss of job, it could have been loss of a loved one, it could be divorce, it could be abuse, it could be pain, it could be all of these things. It could be lives that people are trying to put into their lives. It could be at work. It could be in the family. It could be in so many arenas. These snake bites come out of sticks, come out of things that we didn't expect. But we declare this morning that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. We declare that the venom that of the snakes will not have power in their lives. We declare in the name of Jesus that the venom will not have power. It will not have power. Even the people that are waiting for their destruction as the cause of this venom will not see the destruction of these people. We declare in the name of Jesus that victory shall come. They will shake it off in the name of Jesus. We shake it off them in the name of Jesus. And the people that are watching will actually turn around and see the miraculous power of God in their lives. They will see how they will make it back. They will be restored. They will see how they will make it through with less. They will see how they will make it through with more. They will see that even though that they thought that child is off course, that child will never make it, that person will never make it, they're too far, they've done too many sins, they've done too many things, they're too far away from God, we declare that that venom will not work in their life. We declare in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Hallelujah. We declare that there shall be victory in their life. We declare that the world will see the power of God, the miraculous power of God, walking and coursing through their life in every situation and circumstance. They will, even though they might be strung out on anything that there is, every drug, every imprisonment, everything, no matter where they are, we will see the restoration, and we declare it in the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to pray for the sick. Father, we thank you, because we remember if any of us are in sickness at the moment, I claim and I believe and I remember that by your stripes we are healed, Lord. By your stripes we are healed. You sent your son, and we lay our hands collectively on every single person in here, everybody hearing our message. We lay our hands collectively and we declare healing. Not just physical healing, we declare mental healing. We declare spiritual healing. We declare environmental healing. We declare healing across every format, every area, every realm in their life. We declare healing. We declare healing. We declare healing by your stripes, by the miraculous power of God. And we will hear and see the testimony. And people will go forth and recover from disease. If they have disease in their body, if we have disease, we will see miraculous healing. We will see recovery, 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 recovery. We speak it in the name of Jesus. We thank you that healing is going to course through every member, everybody that's hearing this message, healing by the blood of Jesus and by the stripes on his back and by the power of our testimony, healing will be made manifest in the lives of people in Micah. And lastly, Lord, we pray for favor for the journey ahead. Lord, we thank you that you have caused us for time, such a time as this. You have caused us to make it through 10,000 miles, 35, 40, 50, 60 years for a time such as this. You have caused us to go through all the things that we have done, all the things that we have been through, victories and failures. You have caused us, Lord, to make it through for such a time as this. You caused us and you caused our ancestors even to make it through so that we can be alive today, so that we can be here for this moment. It is not a coincidence, Lord, that we have made it through COVID. It's not a coincidence that we are sitting here on this message, listening to this message. And we thank you, Lord, and we decree and we release favor, and I release favor in the name of Jesus across everybody's lives. Across everybody's lives, that they will find favor with the unbeliever, that they will find favor with the people that don't know you, with the barbarians, that the people that are watching even to see their destruction. They will find favor, that favor will find these people. Favor will find our members. Lord, just like how we have read here, they sent them people, sent Paul and the rest of the prisoners and the guards all along with provision. They sent them with provision to go ahead. And we release now and we send the provision for our next days ahead, for our steps that are going forward, so that we will make it to our end destination. We will make it to where we're supposed to be. And we release the favor of God, the provision of God into their lives. From this very day, be it jobs, be it loans, be it gifts, be it food, be it whatever we need, be it clothes, be it whatever we need, we release it in the name of Jesus, and it will come. Even if it has to come from enemies, it will come. Even if it has to come from friends and family, it will come. We release it into their lives. We declare favor. We thank you, Lord, because you have called us for such a time as this. Lord, we're going to keep going and we're going to shake it off. And we're going to move forward in the name of Jesus. And if you believe that, everybody say amen and hallelujah. Thank you.